Okay, so yesterday I was, or not yesterday, my last episode, I was talking about how full of life Toronto is, and I didn't realize. And this is not when there's a hockey game or a basketball game or, you know, baseball game, whatever, because you expect the crowds. But those are the crowds that are coming into Toronto. The people that live in Toronto, man, they take advantage of all the green space. And I mean, I talked about that yesterday. So this morning I decided I'm going to go there and see if there's anything going on. So first thing I do at 7 a.m. is I take the dog for an hour and a half walk, bring him back. I have a little bit of, you know, breakfast, something light, and then I head over. And there's some dance class going on, like I just, you know, I mentioned or I didn't mention, and I'm thinking, no, I'm not going to join that dance class. They're all shaking their booty, which is kind of funny because I'm like, why are those guys just sitting there and they're laughing and they don't look at each other? And then I figured it out. They're checking out the girls shaking their booty and everything. So anyway, one of the guys says, oh, if you come back later, like at 11 o'clock, they're doing a boxing class and anyone can join and it's free. So I went. I was there. I made sure I was there a little bit early so I could, you know, pick a spot that was partially shaded because, you know, 40 degrees out and no, I don't think so. So anyway, I start doing the class for 45 minutes. Now, there was some stuff that they were doing that I couldn't do. For example, they're doing the burpees or they're doing, you know, jumping up in the air kind of thing or jumping down doing push-up. Now, I have an injury with my shoulder and with my wrist and with my ankle and all on the same side. So because of the permanent injury, I'm not able to do some of that stuff. So I just modify and you can modify. Some people think, oh, I can't do that and they don't go to the class. But guess what? Just modify. And if they don't give you an alternative for how to do it, make it up as you go. If they say do something and it's not going to work for you, do squats, whatever you want. You're the one exercising, it's your body. Anyway, I have to say, I don't know if it was the heat or I know part of it was definitely the class. I was dripping in sweat. I mean dripping in sweat. Oh my gosh, I walked back to my daughter's condo because that's where I am right now, staying there while she's going training or whatever. And oh my gosh, I was still sweating. So if you ever see a group working out or whatever, like, and they had 100 people there. If you ever see that, just, you know, join in. Why not? And if it's artificial turf, I do recommend you bring a yoga mat of some sort because otherwise that crap sticks to your clothes and then you get annoyed. Have a good day.